Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And when last we spake, about 2 minutes ago, I was trying to get everybody to go and give Brian Style a big old pat on the head. If you want to give him a call, go to let's see where he got style.house.gov. I cut that short. My goodness, style.house.gov. He's got office locations.
Many irons in the fire. That's
he's got office locations in D.C., Janesville, Kenosha County, and Racine. In Janesville, he does office will be open to the public for walk-in hours on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And you can always give him a call or an email. But I want to encourage discussions like this about how racist policies have affected and also to encourage solutions. And I want to encourage him to work with Gwen Moore. And here's the thing. And this is, I guess, circling back to circling back in the first segment, when we were talking about yesterday and the both sidesism and the tribalism and the splitting of everybody and voting for laundry and all that stuff. You know, we look at the new district, right? And it went from a 10-point advantage to just a 2-point advantage, which is virtually even within margin of error, which means the district is more
competitive. It's just competitive.
Yes. And what I want to tell everybody is that rather than saying we have a chance to go and take over that seat, which we do, and there's a good chance, and we should definitely put forward an amazing candidate to go and take over Brian Style. I think that would be fantastic for the Dems to do. But don't forget that there's an opportunity here to put pressure on Brian Style to be a better, more engaged, and active member of Congress.
Yeah.
And whether he's got an R or a D behind that name, that doesn't matter, because right now we're looking for people who are in the same shared reality that can find solutions. It doesn't matter that those solutions are perfect or Republican or Democrat. The point is we need something to happen. How long have we been talking about we need to go and fix? Man, I listened to it.
Really long time.
I listened to an interview with John Stewart and Jamie Dimon. And if Jamie Dimon brought up the word inner city schools one more time, or if one of our conservative callers brings up the term inner city schools, or inner city schools are failing over and over again, that narrative over. Well, how long has this been happening, and how long are we going to let this happen? Or are you just using it as a political talking point, and you actually don't have things to solutions to it. So what I want to everyone to do is go and encourage you to contact Brian Style, style.house.gov, and say, I like that you acknowledge that racist policies have disproportionately affected black and minority people in this state, and especially in Milwaukee,
Kenosha, and Racine. Yeah.
Yes. And I would like you to work with Gwen Moore to find solutions. That's the message. And encourage that, because, man, if you can come up with something, even though it is an election year and you're probably doing it because of an election, okay. However you get there, if you find a solution, I might even go, wow, that's a guy I might want to vote for. Or think about it. I've never considered voting on the other side before, at least not for a long time. And I'd like to. Man, wouldn't that be nice? Just to go and say, man, that guy might actually, I might disagree with him, but I like the way he at least tries and does stuff and maybe even tries to find a solution. Again, one thing leads to another. I'm going way far down the road. The guy just issued a statement.
But again, you're giving him a really long leash on this one.
I want to give the guy.
And I understand that.
I want positive reinforcement when something, I want to blow on this wonderful little spark and grow it into a fire. That's what I want. Let's see if Art can light us on fire. How you doing, Art? This is Art in Madison.
I'm doing fine. I just think your show is great and everything. I'm not a Democrat or Republican, but you said that Brian Style said racism is the problem in Milwaukee. So let me ask you, I mean, we've had Democrat control over there for so long. Aren't the Democrats
ones who created this segregation
of the black community?
Sorry, I was on mute. I put you on hold. You got a lot of wind going in there, and I think what you were trying to say was that aren't the Democrats, they've been in control there for a really long time, haven't they set the policy that created this situation? And yes and no. That's the shortest answer I can say.
Well, redlining was was federal policies as well. It wasn't just necessarily the city.
And it's not just Milwaukee that did that.
It was banks. It was not necessarily just the individuals in the government. It was institutions that decided who got loans where. And so I don't think that you can blame directly either party for the instance of redlining. It's not a political matter in the sense that it's Republican versus Democrats.
You also got to keep in mind that at that time, the Republicans and Democrats were making a very huge identification switch as a result of the civil rights movement and things like that. There's the Great Southern Switch,
Great Migration. Yeah.
The Great Migration. There's a whole bunch of different factors that involved in that. So while, yes, in general, you know, Democratic cities are where a lot of cities that are usually run by Democrats, and at least in the last several years.
Large concentrations of people tend to be more liberal-leaning, and then you elect Democrats because more liberal-leaning people self-identify with similar policies, and you have things like public transportation that you want to invest in. You want to invest in those schools that other people are attacking and saying inner-city schools, even though it's where you were sending your children. And so it shifts like that. I'm not going to say the entire demographic shift and explain that. We just don't have the time for it.
No, we had like 3 minutes.
But I appreciate the call because
I totally get it. It's a very legitimate question.
It is, and so redlining isn't a party policy. It's not. It's a policy that was enacted through banks and a lot of different other social hierarchies. That was why it's called institutional racism. It's not just propagated by one thing. It's built into the system.
It can happen even when, you know, if Luke and I took over, it would still happen even though we're directly not.
Right.
You know?
Because the founding of how that principle and the housing map and the area of Milwaukee, but it wasn't just Milwaukee where redlining took place. Redlining took place all over the country. And so you have to come up with institutional changes to address things like that. And that's why people on the left now, Democrats, are saying taking critical race theory, and if you want to say that that's being applied, where it's not, it's a graduate level.
It's a grad level course, but that's the blanket term for everything.
Right. But if you want to say that there is systemic racism and that you need to be able to address it with policy matters, getting rid of redlining and addressing those things are one thing. And the fact that Brian Stile came out and said it was institutional racism, it was policies like redlining that has led to the housing inequities that we see in Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee counties. It's the first step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's a blame to be had here. Again,
there's plenty of people to blame.
Whose fault it is isn't going to help solve the problem.
But again,
you just need to solve the problem and have a discussion in a shared reality to be able to solve that problem.
Bob Donovan had a chance to go and run on what the Republican solution was, and instead he said it's the Democrats' fault that everything is screwed up.
And he said all dogs' lives matter or something like that. Really weird campaign ad by Donovan.
It was really weird.
Really weird. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow at 2:00.